We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, welcome back to the Fan Golf Show. I'm Mike Dedurich. I'm your host every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Thanks for coming along for the virtual ride this morning. You know, there are places around our country that are known for their golf, and they're known for different reasons. Each golf is different, and it appeals to certain segments of the population, but I would say that Myrtle Beach is the kind of place that appeals to a whole lot of, a wide swath maybe of the population. So we're going to bring on now a guy who I consider a friend. We have done a little work together in the past, and we've always enjoyed the times that we've been together. And he is one of the guys who is a big player in golf in Myrtle Beach. His name is Claude Perdue. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Hope you are.
All is well so far, but, you know, it's only 8 o'clock in the morning, so we'll see.
That is true. But I'm in the golf business, so I've been up for a couple hours working.
Yes, you have.
My customers tee off early in the summer to beat the heat.
What's the earliest tee times you guys have?
Seven. But we can't tee off before then because my crews have to get out in front and mow the greens and set up the golf course and stuff. I have customers that would tee off the second the sun starts coming up.
Well, there are courses here that they start them off at 6.
I don't know how you do that and have your golf course prepared. That's my problem with that.
I mean,
we would too, but I want my golf course to be perfect when the guy tees off, and I don't want him seeing mowers as he goes off, and so I don't know how to do that. Yeah. They're smarter than me, basically.
Well, I don't know how they do it either, but a couple years ago I did a show at one of those courses, and I couldn't believe it. I got there, 6 or 6:15, and there they were lined up at the first tee, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, as I said, they're smarter than me.
Claude is the CEO and president of Mystical Golf in Myrtle Beach. He owns three golf courses, Man O' War, The Witch, and The Wizard. And they are all three fun courses to play, three different kind of golf courses. And, you know, this offers a different and unique kind of package that some other places obviously can't do because they don't have three courses under their umbrella. Claude, maybe you could, to start us off today, talk a little bit about what it's been like in 2020.
Well, it's been different, as most people consider their lives. I think that in some ways it's the same because no matter, you know, what we've been in, we faced problems as a society and as individuals. And I think the people that do well are those who adjust to those problems and things and not those that, can't do that. And, that's what we try to do is we try to keep our smile and we try to keep our head up and we do the very best we can.
that's all you can do. It's
absolutely
been said many, many times.
the thing that I think it's important for us to fight though is all the anger and hostility that this time has created. I think that's what's dangerous. So, but here again, all we can do is what we can, and I think it's important that we keep a positive attitude and always look towards considering each other.
Well, that's a whole lot of people could do a whole lot of good if they could adhere to that kind of philosophy, obviously.
Yeah.
When we talked the other day, you told me that obviously it was a rough start to the golf season because you depend on the snowbirds from places like Pennsylvania who come down there every early spring and fill up the golf courses and have a good time. Well, that didn't happen on the level that you're used to.
Well, actually, in March and April, it didn't happen at all because our area here shut down all the hotels, so we got zero tourists. It's not that it just slowed down. We got none, and we completely lost March, April, and the first half of May because they didn't open the hotels till the end of May, and that's my peak season. I make all my profit in the spring in those 3 months. The rest of the time, you just pay bills. And so the industry completely lost our spring. Because as I said, the area shut down. People, I don't think, would have traveled a lot anyway, but the area completely shut down all housing. So there's no tourists that could get in. And so, yeah, that's just – but here again, it's just something we got to deal with.
Yeah.
One thing we're excited about, though, is we made my golf courses have always been in good shape, as you know, because you've played them several times.
Yes, I have.
But they've always been in good shape. Well, we set as a goal a year ago that we were going to become the best-conditioned golf courses in South Carolina. We spent a little over $1 million on the three golf courses, and we rebuilt all our traps, for example. We did a lot of bridge work. We did a lot of work to areas in our fairways and roughs. Our greens were already perfect. We're the only golf course in the area now that still has bent grass greens, which we do at Man O' War and Wizard, and they're absolutely perfect. And as I said, we decided that we were going to become the best conditioned golf courses anywhere here, and we did so. And they were gorgeous this spring. We've gone back to putting ryegrass wall to wall, so when somebody up there comes in February and March and April next year, they're going to see green grass everywhere. They aren't going to see brown, dormant Bermuda. It's going to all be lush green with ryegrass. Only golf course I know still doing that to a large part is Augusta National. That's why it's always so green the 1st of April is because of their rye program. Well, we've gone back to doing the exact same thing. And at those things, our customers are going to have started to see. And to be honest about it, at first when the pandemic hit and I was starting to worry about business and what it was going to do, I thought that we'd go to basically zero golf, but that never happened because, frankly, we're so much nicer this spring than anybody in our marketplace that we got all the local business we wanted. And to be honest about that decision, I think is what saved us.
I see. Sure. Generally speaking, in Myrtle Beach, what is the condition of things now, and what are you looking at when you get up and get to the course every day?
Well, when I get to the course, we're getting a lot of play. We on our three golf courses, we played a little over 400 players yesterday, and that's not what's happening around the beach. And I think it gets back to our conditioning. And as you and I have talked about, what we want to do is to give the best value we can. Right. We don't want anybody to be able to play something nicer for what we charge at any time of year. And because we want, when he leaves, we want him, every customer to feel like they got their money's worth. And that's what I think our customer base knows right now, is they know when they come there, they're going to get the best condition golf courses in the area, and they're going to get obviously friendly people. And you've met all my staff. They're still all here.
And we still, and they, there's a couple of Pittsburgh guys there.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Tim at the Wizard is probably one of the biggest Pittsburgh Steelers fans on the planet. And we get all that goodwill and stuff, and I think that that's what has allowed us to survive as well as we have. Now, our business is way down like everybody else because we lost the tourist trade, but we're doing okay, and we'll make it through this because of that. I don't think there is a normal in my industry. Some people are doing better than others. Some people aren't. Private courses have their membership dues that they can hold on, so nothing's changing with them because they get the same dues. There's some courses that the first thing they did was cut maintenance. I think that's a huge mistake, but they felt like they had to do it. Those courses are what you would expect them to be if they cut maintenance budget first. And there's not a norm. It just depends on the golf course, I think.
Well, and I think you can say that about all of our lives.
Absolutely.
There isn't a normal anymore.
Absolutely.
We're talking about a new normal, and nobody knows what that's going to be. But that's what we're looking at. You can go down and make a list as long as your arm of things that we used to do that we won't be doing again.
Correct, so, but I'm 68 years old now, so I can make a list of that anyway.
Well, yes, you can, and I'm right there with you.
In fact, you know, I hear the term normal. You know, I had three daughters growing up, and I'm not sure if there was ever a normal.
And that's another discussion.
I'm not really sure what that was anyway.
I got you. I hear you. Well, Claude, as always, it's great to talk to you, and hopefully we're going to get to see you maybe this fall.
I would love that.
Well, I'm going to try to make that happen. Of course, things will have to, you know, keep getting better before I hop in the jalopy and head south.
No, I got it.
But I wish you and everybody down there, a good rest of the year. And I will talk to you again soon, and we'll have to do this again and kind of gauge how things have gone since this conversation.
That'd be great, Mike, and cannot wait to see you.
Yep, me too.
Bye.
Thank you, Claude.
Bye.
That is Claude Perdue, the owner of three really good golf courses down in Myrtle Beach. They're each unique and different, and that's what makes it fun to be involved with him and his organization, because you have options.